Hello, Audio Boo. It's not quite Friday. It's the early hours of Saturday morning, and I'm tired. I'm just going to record my thoughts about the Olympic opening ceremony. I was cynical. I mean, I'm not a fan of sport, really. I've already talked and written about my cynicism in other places about the heavy-handed Olympic brand management things that have been going on, but it's by the by. And I was cynical tonight about the opening ceremony. I thought it was going to be embarrassing and the usual same old, same old. But I was wrong. Absolutely, I was wrong. The opening bit with the choirs and the rural setting, I thought, well, that's... a particular view of England, but then it was completely turned on its head. The whole journey that we went on through the Industrial Revolution and the transformation of Britain, and all of the cultural bases that were touched, and I loved the subversive nature of it. The things about the NHS and the working class and ordinary people and the experiences of ordinary people, going out, texting on your phone, and the inclusion of Sir Tim Berners-Lee as the inventor of the internet, without which I wouldn't be talking to you now in the way that I am. There was so much in that, so much compressed into that ceremony, and Danny Boyle, honestly, I think that was a work of genius, and it will be unpicked and looked at and decompressed for a long time to come. I just wanted to say, it made me cry. It made me feel proud to be British. It made me feel even more proud to be part of the world, a citizen of the world, proud to be from Sheffield, and that's where I consider my home to be now. Just the references in there to steel, and the pouring of the rings. Apparently, they were made in Sheffield. And the Arctic Monkeys playing a song to a billion people. It was just a couple of years ago they were playing Sheffield pubs and putting their songs out as MP3. So if anyone can do it, if they can do it. So I'm rambling. But yeah, that's all I wanted to say. If you haven't seen it, if you passed up on it, then it'll be on iPlayer or on the internet somewhere, and you should go and watch it. This gives me hope that all of the corrupt politicians and the crap that's going on, that will pass. That is as grass to be thrown into the furnace. And there is something more than that, something better than that. So that's all. So whatever's left of Friday night, wherever you may be, or Saturday, or whatever time zones, good night, and I will speak to you all again soon.